The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 34 and 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 28th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Virayana Nishantya Radhya Abhagya Ripungvala Praha Arjunam प्रकृत भगवान मुझे मैनम पार्थारसी प्राकृ ब्रह्म बंधु इमंग जही जो असामनावस सुप्तान अवधि निधि बालक भगवान अमुजे क्षण Ambuja means lotus flower. Bhagavan is described in many places as Ambuja, lotus eyes, lotus feet, lotus navel, in so many ways, lotus form. So, Ambuja Kshana, very beautiful eyes, like the petals of Padma, lotus flower, but at the same time, Prakopito is angry. Is angry, still Amujekshana. Not that as a Mayavadis thing that God is kind, why he should be angry. But here it is said, prakopita. Pra means specifically, prakishta rupena, kupita, very angry. Prakopita, and he was rather glad that this Ashwatthama, who happens to be the son of a Brahmana, still he was angry. He asked him not to excuse this disaster, not to excuse. It is next verse, it is said, Mainam Partha Arhasi Tratum Brahma Bandhu Imang Jahi. He is Brahma Bandhu. He is not a Brahmin. He is Brahma Bandhu. Everyone can say, I am the son of a Brahmin. That is Brahma Bandhu. Or a friend of a Brahmin. That does not mean he is a Brahmin. This is the idea. Brahmin is not the body. Brahmin is the quality. If the Brahmin is body, then when a Brahmin is dead, the sons take the dead body to the cremating place and burn the body. Then if the body is Brahmin, then the sons are committing sin by Brahmahatya. No, that is not Brahmahatya. Brahmin is the quality. That quality is gone with the departure of the soul. That quality is gone. Now this body is simply a lump of matter. So there is no sin when the body is burnt into ashes. The idea is that as described in the Shastra, who is a Brahmin, who is a Shudra, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, It is all described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satya, sama, dhamma, titikha, ajava, jnanam, vijnanam, asikram, brahma karma, sabhava. Karma. Guna and karma. Here, Ashwatthama, although he is born of a Brahman father, he did not possess the quality of a Brahmana, neither the work of a Brahmana. He degraded himself, first of all, he was engaged as a soldier to assist, to flatter Duryodhana. He wanted to please Duryodhana by killing the Pandavas. But he was such a fool, instead of killing the Pandavas, he killed the 5 sleeping sons of the Pandavas. How much abominable he is, just imagine. Here it is said, Sukran Abadhit Nisi Baloka. First of all, they were minor ages, and they were sleeping, and they were killed at night. You see, what kind of Brahman he is? The Brahmana's business is not to kill. Even Brahmana can kill. He doesn't require even sword or any other weapon. Simply by cursing he can kill. Brahmana was so powerful. But still, it is not the business of a Brahmana. When killing is required, it is done by the Kshatriyas, not by the Brahmana. Just like Vishwamitra Muni, he was disturbed by the Taraka Rakshasi. He was quite powerful. Even by cursing, he could kill this Taraka Rakshasi in the forest. But he did not do so. For killing the Rakshasi, he approached Maharaj Dasarath. Because he is Kshatriya, he is the king, his business is to give protection to the disturbed citizens, just like we apply to the magistrate. Similarly, the king is responsible, so he did not kill. Vishwamitra formerly was Kshatriya, but since he became Brahmana, by his endeavor in lifetime, he became a Brahman, a great sage, rishi. So since he became Brahmana, he was not interested in killing anyone. That is not Brahmana's business. Brahmana's business is sama, dhamma, titikha. Even if he is disturbed by somebody, titikha, he tolerates. Hamarupa tapasena. He does not become it. And when it is intolerable, he approaches the Kshatriya. So, in considering all angles of vision, this Ashwatthama was not a Brahmin. Therefore, Krishna personally advised him, Ma enam partha arhasi tratum. Don't excuse him. Kill him. This Brahma. He has done wrong. Now he deserves to be killed. It is clearly said. But does it mean that Krishna is advising Brahma Hatya? No, Krishna cannot do that. He is a teacher, world teacher. How he can advise somebody, especially his friend, Arjuna, Bhaktosi, Priyosime? Can you advise anything adversely to your friend, to your son. No. I must give very good advice. So, Krishna is advising Arjuna, don't excuse this rascal, Brahma Bandhu. Don't excuse. This is Krishna's advice. But it does not mean that we can do anything and everything under the pretext of Krishna's advice. No. You must be, first of all, a confidential friend or servant of Krishna. You must receive direct order from Krishna, and then you can do it. Otherwise not. Otherwise not. Under the pretext that Krishna says, my spiritual master has said, Prabhupada has said, we manufacture something. Don't do that. Unless you are directly ordered, you cannot do at least such things as to chastise a Brahma Bandhu. This should not be done. Here is direct order. So, Bhagavan Ambudikshana, although he is angry, although he is the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, he is not so-called non-violent. How non-violent? Non-violent or violent? And violence is also one of the qualifications of God. Especially in political matters, when the Kshatriyas are dealing, there is always violence. Without violence, Kshatriya has no meaning. Khat means injury. Trayate, Kshatriya's duty is to save the citizen from being injured by others. That is Kshatriya. Even an animal. Animal, just like this Kali was trying to kill cow. Maharaj Parikshit was on his tour. He saw that a black man was trying to kill a cow. So immediately he took his sword. Who are you, rascal? You are trying to kill a cow in my kingdom? That is Kshatriya's duty. Kshatriya's duty is to give protection from injury for the safety of the citizen. The citizen must feel safety that we have got such a nice king. There is no fear of anything. It is said in the Bhagavatam, there was no anxiety. The citizens should feel so much safe that we have such a nice king that we have no danger at all. Not being injured, not our property being stolen or injustice given. That is the real government. When the citizens will feel completely safe, that requires Kshatriya. Not these Chamas, Bhangis and Sudras voted and become the president and minister. That will not be possible. That is not possible. They must be trained up, Kshatriya. Then there will be good government. Trained, they should be trained means they should be advised by the Brahmana. Therefore four divisions required. The Brahmanas have no interest or they have no time. Even a Brahmana is made king, but it is not his business. He may do it for some time, temporarily. just like Vishwamitra also did. But it is not his business. The Brahmana should give advice to the ministers or the legislators. These should be all qualified Brahmins, not paid men. Paid man has nothing to do. Even during the time of Maharaj Chandragupta, emperor, he had a Brahmana minister, prime minister, Chanakya Pandit. He was not taking a single farthing as salary. When once explanation was called for from Chanakya Pandit by Chandragupta, immediately he resigned. That you cannot call any explanation, then I resigned. And he was living in a cottage, not that palatial building. He was living in a cottage. That was his system. Brahmana lived very humbly, as if they are not poor. Not that they are poor, but they are so rich that when Vishwamitra approached, Maharaj Dasarath immediately vacated his seat and welcomed, "Sir, sit down here." So respectful. This is Vedic culture. The Brahmanas would not accept any comfort, but the Kshatriyas would be very, very glad to give all comforts to the Brahmana. In our Shastra, Brahman Bhojan, it is recommended that Brahmanas should be invited to take prasadam. Now they have manufactured Daridra Bhojan or Daridra Narayan Bhojan. They have made Daridra Narayan. But that is not Vedic culture. Vedic culture is to find out qualified Brahmana, sages, sannyasis. They will refuse, but still they will fall down. "Please come, take some prasad." This is Vedic culture. Brahmana's position is very, very exalted. Now, since after the battle of Kurukshetra, they have become Brahma Bandhu. The example is, Brahma Bandhu. So, we should not become Brahma Bandhu, we should become actually Brahmana. And Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. One who knows Brahma, he is Brahmana. And one who knows Parabrahma, he is Vaishnava. Brahma and Parabrahma. So Krishna is Parabrahma. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, "Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava purusam shastadam adyam." So, to realize Brahma realization, that is also spiritual, that is not material. Aham Brahmasmi, that is spiritual. But that is the first appreciation of the Absolute Truth. That is not complete appreciation or complete knowledge. Complete knowledge is when one understands the Parabrahma. That is complete understanding. Not simply Brahma. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdat. The Absolute Truth, Vadanti Tat Tatra Vidas Tatyam. Tatyam means Absolute Truth. What is that? Advaya Jnanam. One, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, they are not different. Advaya, the same, absolute. But it is due to my position, angle of vision, he is realized in three different features: Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. That one, Tattva Vastu, absolute truth. To understand even Brahma, one requires to become Brahmana. Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. Understand Brahma, that is the first step. Then you have to make further progress. The example we have given many times, that we are in the sun sign, now there is sun sign. That is also Brahma, or heat and light. But the heat and light here, 93 million miles away from the sun, and the heat and light in the sun is different. That temperature is different. So, when you go to the sun god, that position, and to enjoy heat and light, 93 million miles away, that is also different. Although heat and light is there in the sun glow and heat and light in the sun shine, but still, sun shine is not the sun glow. Sun glow is not the sun glow. Similarly, this is a crude example. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is Achintya Bhedaveta. Everything is God and everything is not God. Veda Abheda. Veda means not, different. And Abheda means one. Achintya Bhedaveta. Achintya for us, how we can adjust at the same time one and different. And therefore it is Achintya. Not Chintaniya. In our present sense, it is difficult to address things, how we are one and different with the Supreme Absolute Truth, Achintya Bhedaveta. So, in this way, we have to understand Tadvijnanatham Sagurumeva Vigatche through Parampara system. This Arjuna is in the Parampara system. Arjuna was being taught directly by Krishna. So you should learn from Krishna, from Arjuna. That is Parampara system. Evam Parampara Pratham Imam Raja Sayogi. Then you will understand. If you take the words of Arjuna, how he appreciated Bhagavad Gita, and how he appreciated Krishna, then your knowledge is perfect. If you manufacture meaning and manufacture ideas by your concocted poor fund of knowledge, achinta khaluji bhava, natastarkena jujaya, which is beyond your perception, sense perception, adhokhaja. Therefore, Krishna is called adhokhaja, adhakrita, akhaja, jnanam, jatra. Adhakrita, subdued. You cannot approach Krishna by material sense perception. It is not possible. Therefore, his name is adhokhaja. Still, you have to offer your service to the Supreme. Savai Pumsang Paro Dharma. Jato Bhakti Adhokhaji. Adhokhaji. This is the idea that unless you approach the Adhokhaja, the Krishna, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navabhid Grahyam Indriya. Those who are trying to study Krishna by these blunt senses, they will never understand Krishna. They will never understand. Therefore, Krishna is regretting that this rascal, they consider me as human being. Avajananti manamurha manusi intunuvasitam. They have been described as rascals. One who estimate Krishna from material point of view, material vision, he is murha. Therefore he cannot surrender to Krishna. Namagadushkitanam murha pravadhante naradhava. Lowest of the mankind, naradhava. Why lowest? Sinful, duskitina. These things are there. If we want to understand Krishna, then we should take the prescription of Krishna. What Krishna said, bhaktyamava vijanati. One can understand me by the process of bhakti. Never said Krishna that yogi can understand me, or the jnanis can understand me, or the karmis can understand me. Never. Naham tishthami yoginam hridayeshu. Although yogis are trying to see Krishna always within the heart, jang brahma varunanda rudrastandanti, dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa apashyanti jam yogina. Those who are perfect yogi, they see always Krishna within the core of the heart. Manmanabhavan. That is perfect. That is Krishna admits. Yoginamapi sarvesa madgata antaratmana sadhyavan vajati dhuma samivittutam. That is first class. One who is thinking of Krishna always within the core of the heart. So, yogis, jnanis, karmis, bhaktas. So when you become bhakta, then you are perfect karmi, you are perfect yogi, you are perfect jnani. Unless you are perfect jnani, how you can surrender to Krishna? Bhaunam janmanavante jnanavan mangkhavadvate. After many, many births cultivating knowledge, when he is actually wise, jnanavan, then what is the symptom? Manapapadvante, he surrenders to Krishna. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti, samatma. He understands that Krishna is everything. That is real knowledge. Otherwise, it is not knowledge. It is speculation. So speculation will not help us. We must have perfect knowledge, and that knowledge is given by Krishna. You take it and follow Mahajan, like Arjuna and other devotees, then you understand Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, you are immediately liberated. Janmatanmatadibvam mejujanati tattata taktadhi hang punat janmanayati. That is liberation. So simple thing. Manmanabhavamad bhaktamajyari. Simply think of Krishna, chant Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, and be honest, and liberation is guaranteed. Thank you.